This just feels right.
We didn't exactly fade it in, but, you know.
I wanted to keep it going for a little bit of effect.
All right. We had to punch him in the mouth first.
Punch him in the mouth.
All right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to TDF Radio. I wanted to tell you guys something. I didn't tell you as we were prepping here, but that song came on my running mix in our time off, and I got like stoked. I was like, we got through that, you know, the first stop there, and I was like, I wanted to start talking.
Nice. You wanted to fade it out.
I wanted to fade it out.
Nice. So Ray, I just saw you stood up there for a second, and you took a big gulp there. What are you drinking?
I'm trying a different tactic tonight.
All right, you standing while you cast?
Yeah, none of this like relaxing shit. Stand up and fucking get this going.
All right, fuck it, we'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
I'm in the kitchen now instead of the living room, close to the fridge, and
you like all fire. Business. This is all business.
Business,
fuck yeah,
bitches.
Raymond firing on all cylinders.
I was gonna say that.
I win.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is TDFRadio.com.
Just an FYI, this should be a louder podcast.
So. Hopefully.
No, I can look at it and I can tell you it's going to be.
While we still have, while we consider this middle class podcasting, we stay close to our welfare roots.
That we do. We're still figuring out this fucking mixer that we almost swapped on Craigslist.
We should have. I'm considering still that we might still want to do that.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
All right. Well, my name is Todd Worthington, screaming on the mic as always.
James Ridgewood.
Raymond Ray here.
What are you boys drinking? Oh, by the way, Stacy Skyward is on assignment.
Oh, nice. I've got a Casco Bay Riptide. It's a red ale from Portland, Maine. Staying local-ish.
Nice.
What you got going on?
I got a Negra Modelo.
Also staying local.
Nice.
Yes.
I have a homebrewed Scotch ale that I just popped the first one tonight.
It's tasty.
It's good. It tastes like alcohol, so it's like, I don't know. It's bordering on 8%.
What do you have? Cap? Is that your backup?
Yep.
Ray?
Not. Now,
I heard him pop the cap.
Nice.
Nice one. That looks like a San Diego beer right there, like a, I don't know.
Stone?
Yep. It's the Portland, Maine beer still.
All right, whatever.
TDF Radio's back. It's kind of my fault. I've been sort of flaky a little bit.
That you have.
I have. That's my bad.
By kinda, you mean totally your fault?
Oh, completely my fault. I explained it to James Ridgewood, and he said it was cool.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, whatever.
I don't know what that means.
I think it means that, you know, just because shit happens doesn't mean you don't podcast.
Wow.
Yeah, right. I'm being rough here.
Yeah,
fucking hardcore.
Yeah. Well, on the end of our last podcast, I promised that if we got a 12th fan on Facebook, that I would say their name on the air.
I saw that we had a 12th fan.
We do have a 12th fan. His name, I'll only go first name because I think that's respectful.
All right.
His name is Kevin.
KP.
Yeah, I figured you knew. you know, he's friends with somebody.
I know him well. He used to be an intern when I worked in San Diego, and now he's pretty much taken over my cubicle that I had. He's full-time hire now.
I clicked on his shit, and I was like, I don't know who this is.
I don't know this dude.
Yep.
Yeah. He's sitting in my old seat at my old company.
Well, hopefully he'll be listening in the morning.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
What's up, KP?
KP, thank you for fanning us. Tell your friends.
Bam.
We know you have lots of Asian friends.
Wow, way to sell him out there.
Yeah.
You fucking
whatever. He's
you fucking
like
narrowed
the,
down his race to like 1.3 billion, you asshole.
He's part of like the I'm going to get slayed if I get this wrong, but it's like the president of the Asian Shoes Club or something, where there's like two Asians where I used to work, both good dudes, and they
the
all
Asian
have fancy
shoes,
shoes
club, did you say? What?
Yeah, they wear fancy shoes.
All right.
Okay.
So,
That, and that's a club? You can make a club for that?
I guess so. I don't know. That's what I heard.
All right.
I'm trying to be an honorary member.
Okay. Well, I guess if drunk people can make a radio show, then I guess Asian people can make a club for fancy shoes.
I guess so. I'm not gonna disallow it.
I think that's Gaysians.
Nah, they wore some tight shoes.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right. Whatever. So part of the reason that TDF Radio was gone for a little bit was, Stacy and I went to Vegas.
Yeah, I totally, got your voicemail and was unable to get it off of my phone.
Yeah, I tried to, I did a mini podcast over, James's voicemail from Vegas sitting at a slot machine.
Fail.
Yeah, it didn't make it up. My, that, no. Well,
it sounded like dog shit anyway. Nothing against you. I'm just saying that the audio quality was suboptimal.
BlackBerry sucks.
Really?
Gotta rep my fucking iPhone.
Really?
I'm on team iPhone.
yeah.
I'm not even gonna begin the shit talking.
Yeah. Let me just go ahead and join team douchebag.
Alright. Well, Presidente.
Yeah, you know what? I can't join team douchebag until I have an iPhone and Affliction t-shirt. So,
ooh, well, I'm missing one of those.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You liar.
I do not own any Affliction clothing
anymore.
I may have one Ed Hardy shirt that you might be referring
ooh.
To.
Yeah.
But it's been in the closet for like 18 months.
Did I tell you, like, I walked into an Affliction outlet because I.
Right. And everything I'm was gonna... in there?
So I walked into an Affliction outlet because, you know, they had it and I was at the outlet mall because I'm from an area where there are outlet malls. And so I walked in there, it was around Christmas time, and I was looking at the shirts and I was like, God damn, there's so much bling on this shit. Like, I don't think I can rep this. This is just ridiculous. Like, I think I either have to fight and kill people, or I have to be like, gay and willing to fuck for nothing.
There was a time when that was cool. Now it's gone down the social ranks to white trash, shit. I saw somebody yesterday with this piece of shit car with an Ed Hardy steering wheel cover, an Ed Hardy fucking seat cover. And I was like, oh my God.
Time to burn your shirt.
Yeah, it's disappointing too, because I like that shirt and now I can't wear it because I'll be a douchebag more than I already am.
Pretty soon you're going to have to do the same thing with your iPhone because, by sales accounts, I believe Droid just outsold iPhone.
Fuck your own face!
That's what I have to say to you.
I think that's what I just said to you.
Damn it.
Droid did outsell the iPhone in the last quarter.
That's kind of a big deal.
We'll see.
Well.
I mean, Droid would have to sell a lot more units in order to, you know, catch up with the iPhone, but still.
Whatever.
And the iPhone is having a release of the new operating system and new phone next month, so we'll see how it goes.
Sorry, I fell asleep.
I took that time to drink.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, we went to Vegas, and Vegas was sick.
You just lost $5.
Yes.
Lost a lot more than that, I bet.
We've discovered soundboards here, and
that we have,
and I am not standing in the way. I was in Vegas. Vegas is amazing. I'm finding, more and more Stone Brewery, in Vegas.
Awesome.
I found Stone IPA at Mario Batali's restaurant, actually.
On tap or by bottle?
On tap.
Nice.
Dude, you're seeing Stone everywhere now.
Like, they have it on tap here in the fucking unmentionable state.
Yeah.
They do. It's delicious.
There you go.
He's learning.
There you go.
But so I thought that I'd make some Vegas recommendations. James, there was a guy that you would have dug talking to. He was a bartender at some little place in, the Venetian Palazzo thing. And he was just talking about all of the, like, history of Vegas and how much crap that Harrah's owns there now.
Yeah, they own fucking everything.
And he was
talking. And I don't really like Harrah's.
Well, but they own everything. And he was talking about how, Steve Wynn, right?
Yeah.
how Steve Wynn and his family go way back, in the history of Vegas, and was talking about how he and Donald Trump have like major beef with each other.
Yeah.
And since Steve Wynn is like the major popular guy in Vegas, everyone gets on his back, gets his back, and Donald Trump will never ever get a gaming license in Vegas.
Well, he had that Trump Casino, which defaulted.
Really?
Yeah. They just finished this Trump Casino like 3 years ago, and then he defaulted on it, and then they.
So now it's just a hotel?
Well, it's still got his name on it, but like, you know, it's owned by the bank.
Condos or apartments or something that people were buying?
Well, maybe.
I think that's what it was.
Well, anyway, you know, I one of the places that I wanted to, one of the places that I definitely wanted to pimp out or, you know, give my recommendation to is a piano bar. A piano bar that we didn't make it to this time. We've made it to on times previous is, the piano bar in the Paris Casino.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's not as popular or crowded with, frat guy douchebags as the, New York, New York one.
Yeah, I'm sort of done with that one.
Yeah, that one's like way overcrowded. This one's like awesome. Just go to it. Can I tell you that my dream now, I've got a new dream. Is to Rickroll a piano bar.
Nice.
I want to just request it. And if it gets played, then I've succeeded, right?
I have a story to tell of the last time that I was in Vegas. I don't know if we should do it tonight or another night because, you know,
we got
a time budget here.
Yeah.
Sort of Stacy's got you by the balls a little bit. And
by the short hairs.
It's not necessarily a bad thing, boys.
Okay. And what? Are you going to – you think Ray's going to defend you on that one? No. Last time I was in Vegas with JS. You guys weren't there. I apologize. But we were drinking at the Bellagio, just some sidebar in the Bellagio, and it was like 6 a.m. We'd been gambling all night. And fucking, there was this dude who worked security at the bank, you know, the club at Bellagio, the nightclub at Bellagio. And he talked to us for like 2 hours, and it was the fucking baddest ass shit.
Those ever. Guys are awesome.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome.
I think maybe if I could recommend anything for Vegas is just strike up conversations with strangers.
Yeah.
Because you're gonna learn a lot about something that you never thought you'd learn about.
Yeah. Guess what word he calls people who don't, like, these are people who wait in the line and then, you know, pay the cover and get into the club as opposed to, you know, bribing somebody or like getting bottle service or shit like that.
Zonies.
Oh, it was worse than that. Sorry. It was tumbleweeds. As in, they're just passing through and, you know, he doesn't talk to them, they don't talk to him, and it's all good.
All right.
Yeah. And also I like tennis.
My vote is this soundboard. That sucked.
That one, the full line is awesome, but I thought he didn't really say it. It was, oh, this is it.
No, that's the butt.
And then he goes, there you go. Then he goes,
yeah. And also I like tennis.
There we go. That's the movie.
Right there.
The butt.
There you go.
He goes, somebody goes, and I've seen on your resume, Dabbit. Oh no, that's the butt. Also, I like tennis.
Or, you know, or. Whoop.
What are you trying to do here?
I tried to be.
You killed my father and now you've come back for me.
Damn it. I tried to be all slick with something and it didn't work.
All right. Too many soundboards. Let's Yeah. Let's get down to the fucking, to the meat of this shit.
All right. So, during the last podcast, we were doing, survey items and we all got real personal with our music. To the point where, like, people have talked to me about it after and have either defended me or lambasted me or lambasted either of you.
I bet it was me, dude. Nobody likes musicals.
No, no one likes shows. It was you. It was you. I need to be honest. My buddy at work that listens to the show was like, who the fuck likes show tunes? He was like, Carrie Underwood's cool. So I brought a Carrie Underwood person out of the closet, I guess. But he was like, show tunes, what the fuck?
Whatever.
Oh, dude, Ray, have you been hearing the vitamin water commercials?
Yes, money in the bank. Yeah. Money in the fucking bank. They were, their whole marketing scheme is, this shit helps your hangover.
Yeah.
Boom.
Well, I was also, I was saying it because they've got, our previous booze break, which was picked by Mr. Ray over there.
Nice.
As their music bed.
Nice. Yeah. No, I haven't heard it, but.
I think TDF Radio is catching on.
Oh, maybe. All I know is that the guy at the 7-Eleven who works the like midnight to 6 a.m. shift at the 7-Eleven near my house, he knows me. I'm the vitamin water guy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Does he know about TDF Radio?
I don't think so. This guy's like 100.
I think he'd like it.
Well, maybe.
I think he'd like it. So anyway, I had this idea to say like, what's your favorite viral clip? But as we kind of got closer to this, I think we realized that survey item sucked. Maybe a little.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan.
It wasn't a fan.
I didn't really watch this shit because I didn't give a shit.
Nobody broke it to me that it wasn't good. So
sorry, bro.
So we've got them up here if you want to hear them. I actually would like to play my second one up there.
This one here?
No. That's the cat flushing a toilet.
I was like,
that one's funny.
The one there is pretty awesome. It's the,
I don't even know if it's going to play. Don't tase me, bro. Is that even coming through? Is that coming through? I don't know.
I can hear it.
I kind of dig it. It's got like MC Hammer and the Don't Tase Me guy. And he's getting tased right now and people are just sort of watching him getting tased. That's sort of fucked up. I remember when that shit happened.
You know what? This kid deserved to get tased.
Yeah, fuck that dude.
I know this isn't exactly like topical.
Did you see the Philadelphia Phillies fan get tased a couple weeks ago?
No.
The kid that was running on the field?
Like,
no, this wasn't this the guy who like vomited on somebody? he got pissed off and like vomited on somebody because he was like, you're not a Phillies fan.
That's a different Phillies fan. They're shitty. Yeah. No, this was a kid that was like 17 that ran out on the, he called his dad first and he ran the idea by his dad, hey, I'm going to run out on the field. And his dad goes, no, son, I don't think that's a great idea. And then he proceeded to run out on the field. Great video of it, and it's evades
awesome.
Few people, and all of a sudden the cop, he just drops to his face on the ground.
There's
cop
a
behind him.
There's a still of it where the guy, where the fat security guy is running behind him. His arm is totally extended out with the taser gun ready to go. And I saw that, and then I looked the clip up, and then I see the guy just get dropped instantly. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. And then Phillies fans are smart enough that the next night another guy runs out on the field.
You know, it's awesome because like Lincoln Financial, which that's where the Eagles play.
Mm-hmm.
There is a courthouse in the stadium so that they can like settle the legal disputes before the game's over.
No shit.
Yeah, it's fucking legally binding. There's a fucking judge at every game and shit like that. It's ballin'.
That's crazy. Jesus.
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
Hey, why don't you play my,
how about we gotta bleep that motherfucker? Boom.
Oh, shit. Face.
Todd.
Yes.
Damn it.
Let me check the time, fucker. 1945.
Pound a beer or something.
Yeah, pound your fucking beer, Raymond.
All right, I'll play yours, and then how about we hit the booze break after that?
Well, let me, have you guys ever seen this clip before, that first one I loaded up?
Jack Chop?
Yeah.
All right, we'll play this shit. We'll see if it's...
Wait, hold on. You guys don't know
hit
it?
Pause, hit pause. With the jack chop.
You're gonna be in a... All right, what?
Oh, okay. So now you just... Dumbass.
He's here anyway, with the fucking jack chop. That sounded
retarded. It's basically like the slap chop commercial with the annoying ass...
Vince, the guy who bangs whores like it's going out of style. Vince is awesome.
This is the parody of that from a guy from Massachusetts with the annoying ass New England voice. But it's a pretty funny commercial. You can play like first minute of it or something.
Great mood all day. He's gonna be jacking your fucking pumpkins away with the jack chop. fucking. You love jack-o'-lanterns, you fucking hate carving them. It's Halloween. You got trick-or-treaters up the ass, your kids are running around like retards. You ain't got time to be carving a motherfucking pumpkin, kid. But with the jack chop, you can have a pumpkin count in just minutes. I'm fucking serious, dude. Watch this shit, all right? With regular knives, it can take forever. They're not safe for kids. But watch how the jack chop slices right through the...
Damn fucking whore! Yeah, you...
Cut off your fucking finger? No fucking problem. Jack chop. Now they're gonna charge you a dollar at the CVS for them fake plastic pumpkins. But with the jack chop, you can have a real one and be the baddest dude in Revere. Now when you're carving your jack-o'-lantern, you don't want it rolling around, falling down the steps, lighting your fucking
hands
on fire.
Stop it.
So all you
gotta... This guy's awesome.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, dude, it's great.
Yeah, it's fucking badass.
But the best part about that video is that's really how people talk around here with the same, like, it'll take forever. Come on, kid. You don't want to be carving your motherfucking pumpkins. Like, yeah. It's great. It's like spot on.
This is why people from Boston suck ass.
Yeah.
No offense to you. Actually, yes. Offense, fuckers. I hate you. Yeah. I hate the Red Sox. I hate the Patriots. Fuck
oh,
all
you
y'all.
Can go fuck yourself with that Red Sox.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Get fuck some. Get some.
I actually love it. Oh.
Go
oh.
Fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
I have a good. Oh, no, hold I have on. A good. Decent Red Sox story, though, for you.
Okay, fuckface. First, take a big step back and literally fuck your own face!
I hope somebody's keeping track of the F-bombs this week.
oh, yeah. So, what's the prize on the over-under on the F-bombs, or, you know?
The prize, if you actually count the number of F-bombs and you get it successfully, you can come on the air with us.
All right. Boom. Anyway, Red Sox story.
Anyway, yeah, so a couple of weeks ago, my roommate is a pilot in the Air Force, and his air squadron did a flyover before the Red Sox game. They dropped some pararescue guys into the stadium. Well, anyway, after they dropped them, all the guys got to go into the stadium and, like, walk right in, escorted in by the police or whatever, and got to go into the Green Monster and, like, meet the guy who runs the scoreboard in the Green Monster. And you've heard, I don't know if maybe you guys haven't heard, but when Manny Ramirez used to play for the Red Sox, he used to disappear into the Green Monster, like, if there was a pitching change or something. And the rumor was that he was just going back there to take a leak or whatever, like, because it's just this little, like, empty cave back there where an old man sits. Anyway, so they got to meet the guy that runs it, and the guy dispelled that rumor. He said, yeah, I got fucking internet back here. Manny used to come back here and watch Brazilian porn when they're changing pitchers. So I guess the guy's just a booze hound. He's just getting wasted in the
Green
Monster
awesome.
Back there.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
That's part of the dangers of free Wi-Fi. You
yeah,
know?
It is.
Manny Ramirez is going to be jerking it to Brazilian porn and the Green Monster.
Middle of the inning.
In the middle of a game.
Yeah.
Then he'll get back out there and hit a homer.
Fucking, yeah. He's got to clear the pipe before he can fucking lay down the wood, if you know what I mean.
Wow.
Clearly you can't do that this year, though. I mean, you got
that clip.
You got the... you got the National League leading San Diego Padres.
That's right.
Best record in the National League.
That's true.
I might be seeing them next month. They're coming to the Mets Stadium. I might go out and see them.
Yeah, Mets are coming here, I think, in a couple weeks or something.
Yeah, I think you're right.
All
right,
let's do a quick booze break. And TDF Radio will be right back.
I got your jack chop right here.
Fucking.
Fuck. Fucking. Fuck.
Yo. A little Nappy Roots for your booze break. Be right back.
Oh, I still got my beer right here.
Oh, hell no, man. Y'all done up and done it.
Oh, hell no, boy.
My first song was like 48 bars with no hook. You hear me flipping through my pages out my favorite notebook. The microphone was in the closet, no headphones, we lost it. Niggas scared to get some water, roaches hanging over the faucet. No AC, there's a breaker, sweat just trying to make peace. E-Dub was been the hustler, flirting with all his customers and flat broke. Nappy smoking blacks out on the back porch. I'm thinking I got everything a country boy can ask for.
Now what we do to get here?
Say that, boy.
Lay it down and bring it to your room. Hey, now we heard some, suffer for more. Change what we work for, hated for the cussing, but the hatred it made us cuss more. Held on, and it was hard, stepped up, took charge, ran through what we scared of. What was we afraid for?
hard to elevate us. Being here is all right, but must believe we want more.
Fit that from that Buddha to that shooter foul. Hell no, them punch that ball game. Hit it top off 6 miles. Kentucky move them kinfolk. Twankies with them hunters folk. Skelet on that front post. Plus you know they got drove. 79, keep the bill. Heard a cow, cat a grill. Interstate 65. Headed down that cash field. Glass field to the tippy top. Backseat bin. Spent my last cent on the rent. Left a pocket lens. A damn shame. Gotta grind anything and everything. Jimmy crack on. Cross the county line with Mary Jane. Long time a gravel road attached and banging. So my soul to hell and back and back and forth with same jeans and nappy fro.
I like, I bought the Harley. Whoa, I like my Harley. Not parties with shorties. Harley like they swallowing Bacardi. Talk about the skin, probably gotta like it. Understand, you're bound to lose your life fucking with them.
This isn't Tila Tequila. You don't need 5,000 friends to fuck Sean Merriman, all right?
Because you're a cheap Jewish douchebag.
I think it's going to stick.
Jesus.
Oh, man, save that clip.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, I kind of ran all over that.
It's all good.
So we fucked the station idea a little bit.
That's good.
Alright, welcome back. The station ID is good. I worked hard on it, sort of. Audacity makes it actually pretty easy. It's actually really easy, and, you know.
Little throwdown for some free software right
little
there?
Little throwdown for some free software. That's what we use to podcast. Big ups to Audacity.
But word.
Maybe, you know what? Here, you want to donate to our podcast? Send us a shitload of money, but send Audacity a little bit.
There you go.
Or just send boobies.
I okay.
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 All right. So we've all refueled here. And,
for me, that just involved, pouring more out of the bottle into the cup.
It also involved you urinating.
Well, yeah.
For me, it involved popping a couple Tums because I have a new friend. I have a stomach ulcer.
What?
And I'm fighting. Yeah.
What?
Where'd that come from?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it was stress related or supposedly there's this like bacteria that can cause it. But, I've been eating Tums a lot lately.
All right.
It's no fun.
Yeah. Stress related to the old lady meeting the parents?
No, actually that was.
You're a little quiet, awesome. By the way. I would speak a little closer.
All right, hold on. I'll check my volume. You guys keep going.
No, you're looking okay now. Oh, I'm still louder than you.
There. There our mics go. Are all the way up now.
All right, good shit.
Well, the reason that I tried to make a smooth transition there to discussion of your old lady is because we're pressed for time, and Daddy's got to be moving on here.
Yeah.
Soon. Whoopsh, whoopsh. Whatever you want, man. I don't care.
Okay.
Say whatever. Okay. Say whatever you want.
I will. I will.
I'm a good husband. All right.
That makes one of us.
Yeah, I'm the only husband here.
Well, goddamn.
What's up, fuckers?
Shit the bed.
What's up, fuckers?
What's up?
Ray got what I said.
Okay. So, Ray.
Yes, sir.
Your girlfriend met your parents.
Yeah, since the last time I talked, I went home to California, my home state.
How was it?
It was awesome. And no, to answer your question earlier, I wasn't nervous about her meeting him at all. Although, it was the first time I really, like, brought a girlfriend home. So yeah. That was interesting. People thought that I was, like, coming home to make an announcement. Like,
ooh,
there were multiple people that asked my parents before I got there and even asked me when I was there, are you coming home to make an announcement? And I'm like, wait, no.
No.
No, no.
No.
Just coming home. So anyway.
Well, in your hometown, you know, in their defense, people tend to like probably get fucking pregnant when they're 14 years old and,
14 you know. Gives them a little too much credit.
All right. Yeah. Sorry. Seven. Sorry. They're pregnant by right. Seven. And, you know.
Speaking of viral videos and 7 year olds, there was some viral video like about some 2 year old who smokes like 2 packs a day.
Yeah.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah. I heard about it today.
Jesus.
Somebody showed it to me.
So guess where the first place I went when I landed in California, got my rental car. I landed in San Francisco. First stop.
Was it that burger joint?
It's a burger joint.
Not In-N-Out Burger.
He went to In-N-Out Burger.
I thought you had some other burger joint in your hometown that was like pretty
solid.
Yeah,
but literally first stop, I went to the closest In-N-Out, well not technically the closest In-N-Out, but drove down the Embarcadero in San Francisco. Stopped at the Embarcadero In-N-Out.
All right.
How was that there? There's an In-N-Out there? Was there like...
It's the only one in the San Francisco city limits. Yeah. And needed to show the girlfriend San Francisco.
They don't like them Christians. They don't allow that shit.
Yeah, most people don't.
They have them in like San Mateo, like south of San Francisco. Anyway, so yeah, had a fucking delicious In-N-Out burger.
What'd you get?
Number one, no tomatoes or onions. So spread and lettuce only. Fries.
No light tomato.
No.
No one tomato slice as opposed to two?
Zero tomato, especially with the ulcers. Tomatoes are bad for ulcers.
All right.
Yeah, they're like evil.
All right.
They have a lot of, acid. Anyway, so yeah, the trip was great. Went to the In-N-Out, and then that night went to the rodeo in Redding, where I'm from. And, I don't know if I was supposed to say that. But,
I'll allow it.
We had like the best seats in the house. We were like sitting directly above the chutes where the bulls came out. And
nice.
We were in this like VIP area and there was literally one of those big like 40 gallon buckets full of Bud Light on ice. And then we also had drink tickets to go get draft beer. And then there was like a tri-tip barbecue dinner that we got served. We had fucking a hookup. A guy hooked us up with the tickets.
You rep TDF.
That's awesome.
You rep TDF, well.
They do the rodeo down in Santee, and I totally want to go.
Santucky?
This is a big rodeo. This is on like the, Professional Bull Riders
Association PBR?
Tour. What?
The PBR? You act like
PBR, it's the, PRCA, actually, this one.
Alright. He acted like I wasn't privy to the PBR. Yeah, I'm like, shit, I don't know what the PBR is. God damn.
I don't really understand how professional bull ranking goes. There's like a couple different, like, leagues. But, yeah, it was pretty sick. So.
I think it's sort of similar to professional eating. You know?
Yeah.
You
as
sort
in
of just
not really a thing, but people do it and people watch people do it.
Have you ever been to a rodeo, Todd?
No. Do I look like I've been to a rodeo?
Dude, you should go. It is.
I tried to go while I was in Vegas one time. They had it going on and I totally tried to go.
Those are fucking real dudes. Like. They're crazy.
Right, which is exactly why I haven't been.
Have
you met me?
Yeah, I know, vagina. Anyway.
I'm comfortable with it, man. Okay?
Hey, and you're the only married one here, so good on you.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. A lockdown, a hot chick looking like this. So
yeah, fair enough.
You know,
I can't fault him for that. That's a valid point right there.
Locked it down. And he's got to get home and make that dinner later too.
Yeah, I know. Apparently.
Make the dinner.
Something like that.
Take care of the wife.
Yeah.
Fucking Stacy's got him by the balls.
Wife needs some taking care of right now. You know, she's doing something big. And, you know, gotta be a good husband.
No. Well, she takes care of the balls for you.
So.
I'm sure she'll appreciate that.
Well, so, how did the parents like the lady?
They loved her. Everyone loved her. Mom really liked her. My mom has two sons, so she kind of like wishes she had a daughter and all that jazz. So she liked talking to her. Whatever family there all loved her, and she loved everybody too, I guess. I guess the only thing I was a little bit nervous of is because, like, my last girlfriend, not that many people liked, I guess, that were I was friends with and family with. So it's kind of like important for me to get approval this time around.
I heard stories.
It meant a lot to me that everybody liked
her.
I didn't really meet her,
but I heard stories.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, it's better now. Problem solved.
So, anyway, it was great though. Everyone did like her a lot. And, she liked it more than I thought she was gonna. I took her shooting. We went and shot some guns.
That's what you do where you're from.
Yeah, by the way.
When I was there, that's what I did.
Did somebody take you in the back of a pickup truck to get there?
No, but the guns were probably in the back of a pickup truck.
They were in the back and in the cab of the pickup truck.
Yes.
Here comes violence.
Yes. There went violence. And my dad, being the hardcore Republican that he was, he told us, "Oh, I've got our Obama target waiting."
You got it, genius.
Like the black silhouette of like a man. He's like, "Oh, I brought my Obama target."
That's awesome. No, that's hilarious.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. So
I love
it. Good time.
That's terrible.
Yeah,
I'm fine with it.
All right.
It's so beautiful.
All right, I'm done with this.
Okay. Just pull up one of the other ones.
All
right. James over here had a similar experience. Did you know that?
Fuck you.
I only know that because I read the show prep.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that I did. I let my parents meet the girlfriend. Not the first time, but the first time in like a long time.
Way to go holding the mic up to that.
Yeah. Nice, Ray.
I think it was clean actually.
Yeah. It came through all right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My parents had met my girlfriend many, 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 many years ago. This is sort of an interesting experience. We had broken up.
Can we
broke
give
up
your
for
girlfriend
a long time.
Name? Can we just call her A? For the radio show?
All right.
Can you refer to her as that?
Madam Z.
No, call her A.
I'm fine with either A or Z. I will accept either one.
Does A like it in the A?
I don't know. Does she?
Is that an honest question?
No.
I mean, I'll answer it if you
yes.
actually want me to.
He...
Absolutely.
Madam Z views the A as an outhole.
Exit only.
There you go.
I could give you some tips if you want to break through that barrier.
Does it involve riding in the back of a pickup truck with a shotgun?
Ooh.
That doesn't hurt.
All right.
Has it worked for you?
I cannot speak on such things.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're gonna give me tips, but you won't even talk about your own shit.
He won't talk about his own tip.
Nice. Yeah. Just no. My parents found it, I guess, acceptable. Whatever. I don't know. I don't really care what they think.
So. Really? Just acceptable?
Well, no. I mean, they were fine with it. I mean. Like I give a like I would do anything different if they said anything.
What do you mean by fine with it? Like you're implying that there should be something
Oh, no, no, no. I mean, we didn't really talk about it. I was just like, here you go. Whatever. Throw him a fucking bone.
All right.
I don't really listen to my parents when it comes to anything.
Is this, any of, I don't know, I'm just gonna come on and say it, but like, so you're dating a girl that's not in the same race as you? And, is that what you're referring to with your parents, like?
I don't know, they could care less. I think that I mean, as much as I would normally be cool with it, like, I think they're thrilled that it's a woman. you know.
Cause you've given signs of not liking women before.
No, just,
of the three of us here, who would give signs of not liking women? I'm not seeing a hand over Skype right now.
why would you point at me?
Oh, come on.
You've got the hipster beard.
You've got the Ed Hardy t-shirt.
It's been fucking closeted for 18 months.
So.
Or back when it was cool.
Okay.
We're not gonna
go with the closeted line there.
You're the married one.
Ooh. Well, no, I think that pretty much means that he's not gay.
I'm out of the running, yo.
Yeah, I mean,
also means that he could be hiding it really well.
I'll hide it real well for you.
See?
You know?
I don't know. My parents are totally cool with chicks of different races. I think that they're thrilled at the outside chance of grandchildren. And let me tell you that is a considerable outside chance. But I think that they're thrilled that I haven't ruled it out.
Yeah.
I thought you had, actually.
Well, I have, but they don't know that.
Oh.
I don't really.
You just gotta lick your thumb.
Thought we were done with the soundboard.
I think that was me.
That
man,
was.
You gotta lick your thumb.
Is that how you do them in the A?
You just gotta
lick your thumb.
You gotta lick your thumb. Yeah, well, that doesn't hurt. You just gotta lick your thumb.
Just grease it up a little bit, let it slide in like that.
Anyway.
Oh,
well, so everybody met everybody's family. That's beautiful. That's fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
What was it like the first time your family met Stacy?
I'm trying to remember the first time. We had kind of our first year together. The first time actually anyone in my family met Stacy, we weren't dating. The half marathon that all of you guys came out to, you were there.
I ran the next one. Yeah.
No, but my dad, you know, took us all out to breakfast afterwards and she was there, and that was before we had actually started dating.
They were just thrilled that she was Jewish.
Well, it doesn't hurt.
It helps.
That's when TDF was like being formed. That's the good old days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember that? That was awesome.
Yeah. That was
brings
awesome.
Back some really, really good memories.
But Stacy, the night before, had tried to get me to go to the Dan Band at the House of Blues. Like, and she came, she came with Erica and was just tossed. Like, I mean, she was totally hungover watching the race, but she came out, you know, and, that was actually the first time that anybody in my family had met her.
Didn't you end up going and seeing the Dan Band at some point with her?
No.
No, you never did, huh?
No.
Oh, you saw Stephen Lynch.
Yeah.
That's right.
Stephen Lynch was dope. That was a birthday present.
Check.
Yeah. So.
Speaking all of right. Which, how was Conan O'Brien?
Dude,
oh, yeah.
Dude, Conan was sick.
Was he?
Conan was sick.
Was he talking shit about Jay Leno?
I hope. No, he's not. He's technically not allowed to. Part of his contract, but
awesome.
His whole show was based around that contract, and he was very vocal about what the details of his contract were. And he was like, the whole show was actually titled "The Legally Prohibited from Being Funny on Television Tour."
Right.
So he talked about the things that he was allowed to do and that he wasn't allowed to do. And the stage, a live show was the only thing that he was permitted to do in the terms of his contract. But he had everybody there. The whole band. Since it was in San Diego, he brought out Jason Mraz, who did like, I think, 3 or 4 songs.
Nice.
Yeah. It was rad.
Andy Richter?
Richter was there all night.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah.
Did he do it like a stand-up skit, or did he like his shows where he sits behind a desk and blah, blah, blah? And did Jim Carrey come out?
No. That was LA.
Oh.
He never sat at a desk. But it definitely had a feel of both being a stand-up show and sort of a night, you know, family-friendly show.
Yeah, like a monologue almost.
Yeah. But he did some stand-up and it was funny. It was a good time.
Yeah. He's got a house that's about 45 minutes from me here in the unmentionable place.
Huh.
Yeah, let's never mention that place.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Fuck that place.
Where pale, red-headed people go spend their purgatory.
Yeah, well.
Nobody likes the ginger hair.
Yeah.
Gingas.
So, what else, boys?
Well, I mean, looking at the schedule here.
Looking at the schedule, we got a lot left on the schedule, but, you know.
I think we got to do that debate.
All right.
What does the whipped one say?
I'll have it.
Well, don't get all pumped up about it or anything.
No, I'm not gonna get all pumped up about it. But
how are you feeling, Ray?
I'm good.
I will ask a favor of one of you two. After I leave, somebody call Stacy.
And tell her what?
I don't know. I'm going to get what are you doing?
Can I call her right now?
Oh shit.
No, we can't do it live.
You can do it live.
All right, you can do it live.
Do it live.
Fuck it.
Yeah,
you know her
through.
Deal, though. She's probably not going to answer.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't ever answer when I call.
This is your fault.
Yeah, I know. You can do it if you want.
Trying.
Now shut the fuck up and let me do my job.
So, as our phone guy got... What's your deal, dude?
The iPhone seems to be... A serious failberg hitting the failboat hitting the failberg.
Yeah, BlackBerry sucks.
BlackBerry
sucks.
I don't have BlackBerry. I don't give a fuck. Affliction. You can make fun of them.
Ooh,
oh, that's coming through.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Other than that little Skippy right there, that was iPhone bullshit. Whoa, 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 feedback.
This is
Stacy. This is Stacy.
Yeah. Well, look, guys, how about we have the debate next time? It's a good one.
All right.
It's a good one.
Shall we give him a little teaser for it? You know?
Yeah.
Just sort of touch the balls but not rub the cock.
Oh, that's just cock tease. That's no fun.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
I don't really know. I mean, guys seem to
it's about old chicks, okay?
It's
about old chicks.
And how down you are. How down? I mean, you know, everybody sort of says, 35-year-old, mother of two. That's straight up legit, all right? How about 45? How about when it hits 55? How's that going?
Hmm. Well.
Plus.
Yeah.
Hey, just because she's a grandma don't mean she's older than 55.
But it may preclude her from certain titles.
You can be 36 and a grandma. I mean, you know.
And then
16, boom.
It may preclude a woman.
That's what I said, didn't I?
You said 36.
I played the tape.
Somebody said 16.
I didn't. But I might have said 36. 18 and 18.
16, 18, all right.
All right.
Giggity, giggity.
All right, well, boys, I'm sorry to cut it, you know, as soon as we did.
Bullshit! He's always crying to his mom.
But, I do love ya. Stacy loves ya. And,
great.
You know, it's gonna be great.
It's great.
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 I'm just starting to get drunk now. Let's keep going.
Yeah, seriously.
Do you guys want to stay on? I could just go.
Nah, we'll wrap it up.
Nah.
Yeah, apparently when we go over 45, it's like
we can't have
it's
a PF.
Disgusting.
Oh, apparently that's true.
I'm gonna start drinking sooner next time.
You know, I got started on the train home from work because you know I don't drive a car. I just ride a train.
Did you pre-plan that and take that to work and stick it in the fridge? How'd you do that?
No, there's a liquor store right next to the train station.
Oh, okay. Is it the one next to Tai Chata?
No. Way to reveal where I work, though. Fuck.
Edit it. Man, I miss that place, though.
Yeah, I haven't eaten there since you left. Fuck that place. Makes me shit.
It makes him sad. It makes him sad to go there without you.
No.
All right.
I don't want to sit in the bathroom for a half hour with the Ring of Fire.
Oh, man, the Ring of Fire. That's a good one. We can talk about the Ring of Fire next time.
We have to talk about the Ring of Fire, and we also got to talk about the Wing Deuce.
Well, the Wing Deuce, that happens all the time.
Those are directly related to each other.
Yes, they are.
They definitely are.
When you eat at the Aussie pub and you get the Hell's Bells, you fucking...
Shit, when was the last time you had a Hell's Bells?
It was probably 6 months for me. It's been a while.
Oh, man.
Not too long, but I definitely did not stick the roll of TP in the freezer beforehand. So I paid the ultimate price.
It's beautiful.
Fuck. Hell's Bells. That's some good shit. We used to shoot that sauce back in college.
That was disgusting. I remember shooting it and having to shit like an hour and a half later. It was fucking horrible.
Yeah, I used to go eat a Tai Chata and fucking pinch my butt the whole way home and the whole way back to work because I didn't think I was gonna make it.
This is why I stopped eating there. Fuck that place. Oh, I still eat at the food court, but fuck Tai Chata, man. Fuck Tai Chata. Fuck getting a 10 there. Fucking make me shit.
I never did that.
That's terrible.
Most like I was like a 7 or an 8.
I got a 10 and I shit like nobody's business.
Yeah, that's not smart.
It was ridiculous. I think I spent the whole afternoon shitting. I accomplished nothing.
Alright. Quickly, Todd, what are you making tonight, by the way? I want to hear, because I'm kind of becoming a foodie and I want to know.
Well, then I'm going to really disappoint you.
Oh, man. You're making like mom meals where it's like quick, get it done, feed, fucking... Essentials type shit. Nothing exciting.
I am.
Todd's on a mission, man. He's making the food. He expects some payback.
HJs and FJs.
What
the fuck is an FJ?
Oh, foot job. Come on now. Some people are into that.
Wow. Yeah.
How many foot jobs have you gotten, Ray?
Zero.
Lies.
But I'm waiting.
Yeah,
for the first
I tend to. I have a hard time believing that.
My girlfriend for one last weekend.
Really? Really?
Well, I brought it up in joking in public. to break the ice.
Is this how you're supposed to get James some A?
No.
Is this part of the same buttering up that you're talking about?
Well, you gotta like...
You play it off and then you
gotta figure out somehow to bring it up.
All right. Well, more advice, next time.
From our resident sage, Raymond.
You're late.
Yeah.
What are you making? Quick.
I'm driving through Los Panchos on the way home from here.
How many beef tacos? How many beef tacos?
More than one.
One. Yeah. One
bullshit.
Beef taco.
Well.
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird? Fuck you. Those tacos were amazing.
I sort of feel tempted to just like let you guys like just keep on rolling here. Like this is good. I'm sorry that I gotta stop it.
Yeah, well, we'll leave them hanging for next time.
All right.
People can't see the gigantic diamond that I'm licking right in front of Todd's face right here.
Fair enough.
I'm like,
fair enough.
Right,
you know what?
In front of the diamond.
You shouldn't nudge the vagina with your nose.
I'm not.
Like this.
You know, it keeps getting in my face. I'm like,
That's it.
That's it.
That's it. I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
You know what? I have too. I've had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking married plane. Okay? Shit happens.
Fix it.
Shit happens, guys.
Fix it.
All right. So listen, TDF Radio. We'll be back. We'll be back real soon.
You know, I threw in a lipper before we started this one, and,
Really?
Yeah, but it was expired shit. I gotta get new shit for next time.
Oh, speaking of which, just, whatever.
Yeah, I'm
so about the trip to Montreal that you were talking about.
Yeah.
So my passport's expired, and, Here's the deal. If I can get into Canada with a birth certificate, I'm in. If I can't, I cannot go.
So do some research. Is that the plan?
That's the plan.
Cool. Well, there's four of us going right now, and I'm fucking stoked. 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yeah. All right.
That's awesome. I want to hear an update on that.
Broadcast live from our apartment in Montreal.
Fucking do it.
We'll do it live.
Fucking do it. All right, guys. TDF Radio is out, and we'll see you next time. Bye. With sounds so reptilian, this industry's venomous. With cold-blooded cinnamon, no need for nervousness. It's just a little turbulence. Midtown to downtown, snakes on the block. I suggest you grab your ankles and kiss your ass goodbye. Yeah!